Can anybody from the back here scream to me and say they hear me? No, not really. Now can you hear me, Alicia? Okay, beautiful. Thanks to the speaker for putting the batteries in it as well. Then you can't get out of it. Sorry for getting a great tabur yesterday. You've also been a big help. Thank you very much. Okay. Both sides, where we're all at right now is I was really happy to see that the Talmidim were really struggling with what I had said in our brief shiur yesterday. Where I come from, a half hour is a very, very brief shiur. And that is our hesber in the machlokes between those Rishonim who differentiate between Oriz and Dochen in terms of Bracha Rishona based on the Maskonas HaGemara or not. So let's review the hesber, and now challenge and forever hold your peace if you don't. Now's your chance to fire away if you don't like what I had said. We had seen that when the Shita of the Rif is the following. We saw it in the Rosh, but now let's take a look. Let's see it finally inside, where the Rif says the following. Hilka, in my edition, it's Chavav Amid Aleph, about three lines into the wide lines into the Rif. I don't know. For the O's into the new nowadays Gemara, the new Gemara's see Daniel, I knew we'd get along. You would have my type of Gemara too. Where is in those Bahadur, the Hilka? Samach Tes? Wow. Okay. They cut down a lot of trees.
Samach Tes,
second bottom line. I'm gonna jump around a little bit. But here, there he says, Hilchas l'gabe ores, kamavashale, mitchila mevarech barim mimineuzon, subsof barim mevarech vashos. When it comes to ores, so there you make a bore mine mizonos, and then afterwards, you make a barim vashos. And then, further on, he says, Va'od esugyon kavasei, this is probably on the next page by you, in my edition, it's five lines from the bottom, another seven or eight lines down. Upas dochen b'tchilam avarach shahakol u'psof bar nefashos rabos. When it comes to the possibility, so in such a case, then it gets a shahakol before it. So that's the shita of the Rif, and we saw Rabbeinu Yonah quoted this position. Let's take a look at that Rabbeinu Yonah again. Upas dochen b'tchilam avarach shahakol u'psof bar nefashos. By the way, Rashi also alluded to this. Rashi says that we're not goreis the Vehilchasa. That the Vehilchasa was put in later on. Rashi's probably referring to this. Because we see that Oriz and Dochen is not the same. The Sama Chamayda Rini Begmar of Yochan Nuri Omer. Oriz Min Dogen. Dogen. Vav Mishan Elocha Kamoso. Afil Lachim. Kivan Shanu Roin. Sheish misha sover to oriz min doganu ve'ena sover kein bidochen kiyosiba lamadnu she'en dinam shaveh. We see that there's a difference between the two, because Rabbi Yochan ben Uri said that when it comes to oriz, the halacha is that you get, according to Rabbi Yochan ben Uri, hamaitzi, and that is considered bread for chametz and matzah mamish. Ve'ena sover came to Dochen. Chayotzeh bo lamadnu she'en dinam shaveh, that the din is not parallel. Ba'al ha'orez v'tchila barmin zonos. However, when it comes to Dochen, there it's different, because orez goes so far that you have the shita of Rabbi Yochan ben Uri that says that you're going to get a hamotzi. And then Rabbeinu Yonah comes back and points out that there are many who disagree, as we saw in the shita of the Rosh as well. The Shita of the Rosh and those who disagree were clear to us. And the Shita was that at the end of the day, when it comes to something that has the quality to be Masbiyah and Zan, so then in such a case, it's going to get a Bori Mina Mizonos. That was the Shita that we were Masbiyah according to the Rosh. However, what was difficult is, what's the pshat in the Rif? What's the pshat in the split? So yesterday I suggested a pshat that I'm glad that some of the Talmidim are still not convinced that the Pshat is correct. I think for some of the reason that the Talmidim are not convinced is correct is because I'm introducing a new tool in Lamdus that I think some of you have not been exposed to in the past. And that is, we see that the Rabbeinu Yonah introduced the Hesber in the Rif as being based after, on, modeled after Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. To which we ask, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, she has rejected La Halacha. So how could he say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri already showed us that Orez is called Dagon? It's true. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that it's Dagon. But we don't pass in that way. We don't consider it Dagon. So then you're left, 0 plus 0 is 0. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is a 1, so then I understand. Then you can multiply Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Then you can say 1 times 1. Then you can say 2 times 1. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri becomes a 0 La Halacha. He's not a 0 himself. But if, in terms of Halacha, how can you conclude a Halacha, take a Halacha conclusion based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? And I wanted to argue, not like those Talmidim. I wanted to argue the idea that is built off of, I think ultimately comes from Reb Chaim himself, and that is the notion that you see echoes of a position, you can infer ideas even from a shita that's rejected La Halacha. And clearly, my raya is Rabbeinu Yonah in Chavavah and Aleph in the Dapim of the Rif in the Seches Brachas. He takes the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and he uses it Halacha Maisa. How you talk him? What's the pshat? So the answer is that he's taking the idea that there's a notion of min dagon, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, for chametz and matzah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri goes so far and says, and when it comes to chametz and matzah, so then it's also considered dagon. Now we reject that it's considered min dagon vis-a-vis chametz and matzah. That's rejected. That we don't accept. But does that mean we reject it entirely? That orez is doesn't resemble the 5 grains at all? Or do we say it doesn't resemble the 5 grains, that's not considered mamish lechem, that it won't reach chametz or it won't reach matzah? But there are echoes of this idea that it has a higher madrega of dagon than other things. Notice, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri never said the same thing about dochen. So what is Rabbeinu Yonah pulling out? Rabbeinu Yonah is pulling out the idea that orez and dochen is not always the same. Because we don't have a sheet in the Tanayim who told us that when it comes to the Dochen, that it also serves as Chametz and Matzah. Let someone look into it. I'm not aware of such a shita that says that even Dochen is Chametz and Matzah. So since we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri made a split, of course we reject Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri when it comes to Chametz and Matzah. However, who says that we don't see Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that there are two levels of Arez and Dochen? That's step number one. That, Rabosai, is not even understanding Shir. That's just understanding the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. That's just the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, we tried to go a little deeper together. What did we try to go and show? We tried to say that it could very well be that not only is Rabbeinu Yonah telling us what the Svara of the Rif is, but we can even crunch it even more and get to a Nekudas HaMachlokis. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokis? The Chura, the Rush, was 100% right. Orez and Dochen serve the same purpose. Orez and Dochen serve the purpose that it fills up a person. If Orez and Dochen serves the purpose that it fills up a person, it's a Davar Poshut that the Halacha that you should get is what? A Mizonos. So what's the Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah? What's the Pshat in the Rif? So I want to take Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. I'm sure I got this from somewhere. I don't even remember where I got this from. I want to take Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat and say, no, we could garner what's the Nekudas HaMachlokis. Who could finish off now? What is the Omek of the Machlokis then? We have the Shita of the Rush, but we still don't understand the Shita of the Rif. As much as we translate Rabbeinu Yonah and explained it based on the idea of echoes, still, we don't understand it. L'chura, Orez, and Dochen should be the same thing. And here was the leap that we made. This was the leap. What's the leap? I think it's mukhrah. Talmidim didn't see it at all. Not only did I show you, I think it in the Rabbeinu Yonah, but I think it's 100% mukhrah what the yisod of the machlokis over here between the Rishonim is, which then I saw quoted in the name of the Pnei Yoshua, that the Pnei Yoshua actually use this svara at the core of our sugya, which will actually take us to the pshat, back into the machlokas rishonim that we haven't touched up until the end. So you see, Rabosai, if you make a long nishalaming, worlds open up to you. Worlds, mamish olamos, open up to you. But you have to learn to ask the right questions and to apply it the right way. So what's the yisod of the machlokas? Yes, Micha.
Whether there's a complete rejection of Rabbi Yochanan.
That's restating what I said.
So or do we say oh that Ora is he went Rabbi Yochanan knew he went too far, but he says it's still going to have a more chashuv status than everything else.
So what's the crux of the machlokas between the Rif and the Rush? What's at the core of the machlokas between the Rif and the Rush?
I mean, how you view the statement, the rejection of Yochanan and Minori's statement.
So I want to say a lot more. I want to say a lot more. I said it yesterday, I want to say a lot more. You're restating the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, but there's something deeper that you're not hitting on yet. I don't think it's dawned upon you yet. You'll tell me if it dawned upon you, you couldn't formulate it, or it was something that we're being megala, something new that you didn't realize in Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, Daniel? The Hagdara of Mazonos. This is very, very big. In other words, the Rosh says the Hagdara of Mazonos is what? The fact that it satiates. That is the Hagdara of Mazonos. That's the position of the Rosh. And therefore, Orez and Dochen, everybody says, both of them fill you up. But what is the Rif hold? The Rif holds, that's not the Hagdara. That's not the Mechayev of Mazonos. The Mechayev of Mazonos is its identity as a grain. Not that it satiates, but its identity as a grain. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri shows us that Orez has a higher identity as a grain than does Dochen. And what's the proof? Hilchas Chametz Matzah. In Hilchas Chametz Matzah, we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri has a shita that's rejected, that it's considered Mamish Lechem. Now, we reject that. So what's happening when we reject it? Do we say, no, Orez is not a Dogon whatsoever? Or do we say that's not a dagon to be called lechem for chametz and matzah, but it is considered a dagon vis-a-vis mizonos? Now we go to the next step, says Daniel. That's exactly the krudas hamachlokas. When it comes to defining the bracha of mizonos, what is the definition of the bracha of mizonos? Is the pshat the definition of the bracha of mizonos? Whether it satiates, then it's not going to make a difference when it comes to orez and dochen. However, if we're going to say it's not a question of whether it satiates, but rather the question is whether it has a status of a grain that satisfies, so then it's not only whether it satisfies. There's a certain status as a grain. It has a dagon that's called a dagon that's zan. So it's not only b'metzius what it does to the stomach, it's about its status as a dagon. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri already alluded to the idea that as a status of dagon, clearly for the halachos of lechem, no one's going to say. For example, let's take a look at the end of Rabbeinu Yonah. Take a look at the last line of Rabbeinu Yonah. He talks about this bread called penicho. Does anybody know what that is? Hinei lamanu mibraisazo. Sha'orez vadocha dinan shavet. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he claims that Orez and Dochen are the same, like the Shita of the Rosh. Everybody happy? You have a separate Divar Maskel Vihine at the end? Yeah? Sharei Abraisa Iskira Shneim. V'hu adinami l'chol dover shu mazom v'derech l'achlo l'mazom k'mo ha'panicho. I have no idea what this is, and unfortunately Rabbi Steinsaltz hasn't written a commentary on Rabbeinu Yonah with the pictures of all Rabbeinu Yonah. But whatever panicho is, no one ever had a hamamina. The Tanayim never discussed about that being kosher for matzah. Why did they never discuss that, Rabosai? What's the answer to that question? Why did they never discuss this? Why don't they discuss it? Why? Scream out. What? It's not one of the five minei dagon. It's not one of the five minei dagon. And why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri say that Orez is different? Because he holds that there's a broader definition of dagon than the five minei dagon. So when it comes to mizonos, Here, you're also using the definition of dagon. You're not just deciding what satiates in the belly. The machloikis is whether you need a certain nomenclature for mazon. Does it need a certain identity for mazon in terms of its status as a grain? Or when it comes to mazonos, mazonos just simply depend on mazbiya. Zot Rabbeinu Yainu Lishitasai, that he holds that when it comes to the halacha mazonos, it's not dependent on its status of a dagon. And Oriz and Dolchin get the same bracha. See, he goes so far and says that when the Gemara says, when the Gemara discusses Oriz, it's lav dafka Oriz. The Gemara discusses Dolchin, it's lav dafka Dolchin. When the Gemara didn't discuss Panicho and they didn't even know what Panicho is, it's also on the Zionist. Why are there all those things Zionist? Simple Agdara. Whether it's. And that's going to be within the Rosh, correct, correct, beautifully. And that's going to be Lishitasam. What will the Rif say about Panicho? I am willing to fight you until the death that the Rif would hold that Panicho does not get a Messiah.
Panicho is Irish.
What?
Panicho is Irish.
Well, then that's not true. They're wrong. It can't, an Irish type of thing. An Irish type, oh, okay. No, but he's saying that the Svara is that it's Maven. So what happens if you had something that wasn't the Oriz? Okay, maybe Netanel is right. Here I don't know the nomenclature. But if it was a separate type of min that didn't fall into the category of Oriz, it could be the most filling thing in the world, the Rif would say that the halacha is that doesn't get a Mesayinus. Okay, Rabosai? This I think is the omic. This is what I was driving at yesterday. Minutes before the Hesped for Rabbi Yavina Zatzal, right, there's a tremendous amount of lesson you could get from those. I tell Rabbina this is my favorite. I enjoy many Rabbina Sichot, but when he begins to talk about the previous generation, that's to me is the most powerful. Also, when he talks about what they went through, Yom Yerushalayim, etc. But when he talks about, when Rabbina talks about the previous generation, there's a tremendous amount for us to learn from it. And sometimes we don't think backwards enough. That's something that's very, 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 very important. Okay, so this is the Hesber in the Machlokas. Yes. Yes, absolutely. The question was for me to read in the words. Upas doche b'tchila mevarech shehakol b'sofer nefashos. Zein aloshen ha-talmud. This is not coming from the Gemara. Ella Rav Fasi Kosov came. The Rif said that Mipnei Sover, because he holds She'ein Din Ha'Oriz V'Adochin Shavah. He holds that Oriz and Dochin is not the same thing. Now I want to start again in Pshat. It all starts with Leining Chabura. Noah's point that in the Gemara only talks about Oriz. Gemara doesn't talk about Dochin. And therefore, when the Gemara is saying that we don't paskin like Shmuel, that it gets a Shehakol, all the Gemara is talking about Oriz. Me'echi Teisi is talking about Dochin. But the Rosh has a great argument. The Rosh says, but both of them are Masbian Zon. So what's the answer? Vayter. V'samach ha'mayt amrino b'gemar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri or is min dagon. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, went so far as to say it's a min dagon. We have to add that it has identity of lechem. V'apo b'shein halacha k'maysa. And even though we don't pass like him, afilu achi kiman shanu roin. Misha sover. Since we see there are echoes. Anu roin means echoes. Since we see that there's such an opinion, the Oriz min Dagonu, the Eina Sover came to Dochen, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri didn't hold that way by Dochen, Uke Yotzei Ba, Lamadnu, we learned from the rejected Shita, She'ein Dinam Shava, that din is not the same, Vala Oriz, the Varech Chila Bar Minim Zon, so the Sof Bar Nefashos Rabbos, Vala Dochen Eina Varech Hela Shehakol, because we never had a Havamina to put into that category. The Chakira is, how you define mazonos? Do you find mazonos at the belly, or do you find mazonos at its original stage, the way it grows? Is it defined by a dagon? Clearly, lechem in the Torah, in you read all Maseches Challah, is clearly dependent on. It's not dependent on the belly. It's dependent on the nomenclature. When it comes to birchas mazonos, a very big. I didn't realize it when I started reading the sugya. Our sugya is mamish at the core of one of the deepest questions in Ketz HaMavarchin. How you define what Berchas Mazonos is. Is it defined at the belly or is it defined somewhere else? Now, Of course, the Torah is going to give us opinions about what's called the, what's called satiated. If somebody dreams up and he decides that jelly beans satiate him, so then in such a case, that's not called satiated. We're going to still need some type of hagdara in the Torah of what it means to be satiated, but it's not defined by its nomenclature. It's not defined by the nomenclature. Yes, Benny.
So,
why pass around this potato shoe?
Why does the Rabbi Yehuda fall short by within your client?
Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because it's only the Chameshas Mini Dog. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri said a Gevaldig Echibish. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri said that's not the Chameshas Mini Dog. That you read Maseches Chala, it doesn't sound like that at all. Maseches Chala describes only five minims, opening lines of Maseches Chala. Everybody agrees La Halacha against Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. But by Pesach, it's not. Because to be called Lachem, it's not. But to be called a dagon vis-a-vis zan, it's good. Very simple. I answered that because I said lechem. When it comes to Pesach, the Torah calls it lechem oni, and we know that the halachos. So that's for matzah, and we know the halachos for chametz is only those things that have the potential to become matzah could become chametz. That's the two go together. So therefore, it's not called lechem. Lechem is defined by Minei Dagon, but Mezainis, who says that even though it's not called, but Mezainis maybe it's called. And we learn that from Rabbi Yochanan. We learn that from Rabbi Yochanan Minhur. Okay, now, Rabosai, what I didn't realize yesterday as we were doing this, and what I saw today, is that the Pnei Yoshua, Mamish says, has our discussion in the Mineu Bay of the Gemara itself. As you know, I'm always thrilled when a Yisod that we're developing is Mamish and Pshat. That's always one of the best, one of the most important things that one can have in Iyun. Because Svara, anybody could barf any Svara. But if you see that in Pshat, and Achro makes this point in Pshat, so then it's valuable for us. I'm going to get to this Pnei Yoshua shortly. Oh wow, there's so much for us to do. I'm going to get to Pnei Yoshua. Alright, let's go this way. I was planning to go in a slightly different direction, do the Rajba first, but now let's go with the Pnei Yoshua. Big Gemara, goof. Let's just read this Pnei Yoshua. I really have nothing more to add to the Pnei Yoshua except to show that our argument that we made in Pshat in the way we read Rabbeinu Yonah is very much latent, the Pnei Yoshua claims, in the give and take of the Gemara itself. Ulechora, says the Pnei Yoshua, and Dibar Masel, the Gemara Gufa. Yesh Ladagdik, Dimai Svara Hizu. He says, what's this Svara when the Gemara says that you might differentiate between Orez V'dochen when it's Be'en versus Orez V'dochen when it's in a Taruvus? Who remembers in the Gemara? We're going to put it back on the page. Who remembers in the Gemara itself that the Gemara differentiates between whether the Orez V'dochen is Be'en? I want some for Shana Bet. Shana Gimel, if they don't know it in their sleep, they're not learning well. But Shana Bet, who remembers from the Gemara that the Gemara differentiates between whether it's Be'en or whether it's a Taruvus? Black, I'm asking you simple dafyomi pshat. If you can't answer this question, then you didn't read the Gemara appropriately. Then it means that you didn't say over the Gemara to yourself many, many times. Of course, A.B. read the Gemara appropriately, that A.B. is able to answer. Baruch Hashem. Yoni, go ahead.
Isn't it just that if it's by itself,
yeah, show me an excellent Yoni. Where did you see that in the Gemara itself? You're right. You're 100% right. Where did you see it in the Gemara? It's very, very important for Shir. Mirtzei Hashem, many of you can become Rabbi, Mirtzei Hashem, one day you can become Marbitzei Torah. It's very, very, very important that when you're talking, that the people know where you're coming from. That they know where you're coming from. That I don't want you just to know that I'm talking about an idea. I want you to know where on the page of the Gemara I'm talking. Ideas? Everybody has ideas. Marx also had ideas. Everybody's got ideas. No kunst to have ideas. Right, Yankiv? No kunst to have ideas. Most important thing is to be able to really, really know it on the page of Gemara. Yes, Yoni, go ahead. Where is it on the page? Where did the Gemara differentiate between Be'en versus Taruvas? Yes. Very good. Continue. Abel Isa Be'ene, that's where you mean from? Four lines on the top? Neima, Filo Oris Vidokhin, Nami Varkhla Barmazos. Excellent. Okay, now you found it on the Gemara. Tell me what's pshat in the Gemara. Good, Yoni. What's Gemara saying over there? You already get a good grade. But what, can you go further? What's the Gemara saying?
That since it's by itself and it's from the, we're saying that it's the original state, so therefore it gets the mizonos that is min dagon.
Right.
And if it's a mixture, then it loses its whole status of min dagon because it's only.
Right. The Gemara has a hava min, and this is what the Gemara is saying when it says kol sheyesh bo, anything that has in it of the chameshes haminim. Then, when does it say kol sheyesh bo? That's talking about a taruvus, where there's a mixture. If you have a little bit of the five grains, then it gets a mizonos. But if it would only say kol sheyesh bo, that would preclude orez v'dochen in a taruvus. But what happens if you had orez v'dochen be'en? What would halacha be? The Gemara says, if it didn't have the other version, kol shehu, you would have thought orez v'dochen be'en gets a mizonos. Chamash Malon, Kol Shehu, tells us Arz V'dochen, even Be'en doesn't get a Mizonos. Okay. Analyzes the Pnei Yoshua. Could we go a little deeper? What's this Tzrichasa? What's this Havamina? That when it's in a Ta'aruvus, so then in such a case, it's only going to get what? It's only going to get a Mizonos if it's the Chamesh Aminim. But when it's Be'en and it's Arz V'dochen, so then in such a case, it will get a Mizonos even if it's Arz V'dochen. Says the Pnei Yoshua. Now, all I'm doing, I'm not being Mechadish anything, I just want to show you this beautiful chat of the Pnei Yoshua. V'lechor yesh shadakdik, demani svarazu, and he asks, demanavshah, I Arz V'dochen min dagon inu, if we're going to say Arz V'dochen is a type of grain, kirb yochman bin huri lekamon, im kein afil alidei taruvus nami levarach bar mine mizonos, kumo v'chamesh saminim. When it comes to the five grains, what's the halacha? Even if it's in a taruvus. So if Arz V'dochen is a grain, so then it shouldn't make a difference whether it's part of a taruvus. And if Arz V'dochen is not a grain, even if it's be'en, it shouldn't. Now Rabosai, everybody follow the question? I'll say it again. What's this Havamina? That we have a Havamina, even a Havamina. Again, echoes. Even a Havamina of a Gemara is holy. We need the Tzrichasa, but the Tzrichasa needs a logic too. What's a Tzrichasa? I would have a Havamina that if it's Ben, so then in such a case, Arz V'dochen does get a bracha, but it's part of a Taru, a Mizonos, but Tar Taru is not. When it comes to Chamesh Mine Doga, we don't say that. So why would you ever have such a Havamina? Azoy Frek, the Pnei Yoshua. Can anybody answer the Pnei Yoshua's question? Anybody answer the Pnei Yoshua's question?
Nate.
Go ahead, Nate.
Well, there's obviously a difference between these two, Oras and Dauphin, and then the Chamish Sabinim, otherwise they'd be the same.
Okay.
It has to be.
Yeah, but that's not an answer. You're just saying the Gemara says they're different. That's not called an answer. You need to give me an answer. What's the answer? You're good, Nate. You're the first step, but there are another 9 steps to go. Another 9 steps to go. Another 9 months to go. Another 9 months to go. Yeah? Adi, go ahead.
At least at this point in the Gemara.
What?
At least at this happening in the Gemara, I would suggest that it's assuming along the lines that we spelled out earlier between Riff and Rabbeinu Yonah, about what exactly is it within Orez that would require you which bracha to make.
Right.
Which is whether or not it's an actual din of Dagon or if it's similar enough to bring a certain bracha. So within this, they're saying the Havamina was you might have thought it's just like Dagon, and therefore even if it was mixed in, it's not. So it's not just like Dagon, the extent that if it's mixed in, it would still require Chamesh Samin, and therefore it would require a bracha. However.
Wait, but Orez V'dochen, you're saying Orez V'dochen is a type of Dagon? To answer this question, you're assuming, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri?
I'm saying that,
in the Hava Aminu, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. In the Hava Aminu, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that says it's a type of grain. Okay. And then the question becomes, but if it's a type of grain, so then in such a case, then even in a taruvo, so it should
that's
get?
That's where we make the distinction that, no, it's a special, the reason why we have to spell out Kol She'eshba was only by Chamesh Saminin, which is specifically within Dagon, where you differentiate how far it comes into the category.
Now, but you're escaping the Tzrichasa. You're sidestepping it. I want an inherent logical Havana in this Hava Mina. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants, not what I want. Pnei Yeshua wants to know, how could you have thought that when it comes to the when it's the end, then you make a mezonos. But if it be a taruvus, then you don't make a mezonos. So don't sidestep.
Maybe there's more in the Chamesh Aminim within Dagon.
As we would tease each other, it's the high school is gone. We're past high school now. Yeah, go ahead. No sidestepping. No faking it. No? So what's the pshat? In this Srichasa, you sidestepped me because then you didn't do it. You weren't intending to be sneaky. But then you said, oh, that's the Maskana. So then you're not answering. You're not explaining the Hava Amina. I want you to explain to me the Hava Amina. I want you to give me a logical theory within the Hava Amina. So when I ask you a question, you say, oh, that's the Chiddush of the Maskana. But that's not answering me in the Hava Amina.
Within Dagon, there's more than just Chamesh Aminim.
Okay, then we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But when it comes to the Taruvas,
Chamesh Aminim are special. They're raised to a higher level.
Okay.
In that when it comes to Taruvas, they're considered the Iker Shlein Rekabach on them. Whereas if it's in the general category of Dagon, but not further defined.
That's very. Okay, so now you're giving me something that's inherent, that's logical, but doesn't make any sense to me. You want to say it's this in-between state that when it's and we consider it a dagon. When it's a taruvus, then we don't consider it a dagon.
I want to say
why this middle category? What's the logic behind such a middle category?
It's a higher chashiyus or chamesh zaminim.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with taruvus? If taruvus has the koach, when it comes to chamesh
zaminim, it's by ikir, which chashiyus and ikir are related.
So what it? Well, but the Aruz V'Dochen is Chashivas, because it gets a Mizonos.
But it's not a high level of Chashivas.
Well, what's that middle category? You're making up new categories. What's the middle category? It doesn't make sense to me. You're right. What you're saying in the world could exist, but when you said this is what some people make fun of sometimes, of Brisker Torah, is that the categories don't even make any sense. You're creating this Brisker category, but it doesn't make any sense. The Bnei Yeshua is going to say a lot better than you. The Bnei Yeshua is going to say something that makes sense. Yeah, Avram?
There's a different machayev to the bracha when it's in a taravas than when it is ba'ein.
Okay.
The machayev of the bracha ba'ein is just to be dagan.
Right.
But dagan isn't enough in the machayev of bracha in the taravas. It needs to be chamesh zaminim.
Why? Why should it be so?
The bracha needs in taravas, it's not enough to be dagan.
That's his saying. So I'll prove that I'm not only picking on you, I'll even the Shana Gimel guys that I have a longer relationship with them. So I'll say the exact same thing. Avram, ditto everything I ripped on Adi, I rip on you. And I say that what you're saying, what I do remember I did say is that it doesn't make very much sense. So what you're saying as well, just like you're saying like Adi, but it also doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You're not giving me a logical. You're not giving me a logical. It's a cloud. All of a sudden, everybody got the shmooze from Parshas Vayera, the sum of all of you v'nikin kapai, that you first have to be mekabel Torah, and then first you do nikicha payim, first you accept the kolam of the Torah, you work on your instincts, and then you'll be zolchit to have tam v'vavi. One Talmid said to me afterwards, he said to me, basically what you're saying is nasa v'nishma. And it's true, what I was saying in the shmooze is the idea of Nasa v'nishma in your Shemayim. That's what I was saying. So that's what you guys are saying. We don't understand it. Doesn't make any sense. But that's the way it is. But yesterday was Rabbi Arya Vina Zatzal's yard site. And he said, what do we assume? That Abaye and Rav are both a bunch of card-playing liars. And they have to prove that they're right. So there's a bunch, this Hava Amina is one big fake. Doesn't make any sense. This Hava Amina is a... is the one big fake. Nu Netana. Amelus. Oh, you cheated. It's not good to cheat. That's one thing you have to learn. It's not good to cheat. It's good to learn. Okay. I'm teasing. All right, let's take a look. That's the, no, but sometimes better to think about it than to read the answer. All right, so let's take a look. Let's see what the Bnei Yeshua. Enough time ripping on each other. Let's take a look at what the Bnei Yeshua says. Venerit says the Bnei Yeshua like this. He says a beautiful lungs. You ready, Adi? Venerit, the Mishum, the half bracha, the Bore Mine Mizonos, says this bracha, Bore Mine Mizonos, Ashkechon, Bechad Mitrei Taimi. The Mechayev of Baramin and Mizonos could be one of two reasons. Look at this. Rabbi Adi, if you don't admit after this that this svar is so much better than what you and Avram said, then there's something wrong. Imishum, no, to say your svar was fine, but you have to admit that there's something so much lacking. Imishum, the Zainotuva, oh, Mishum Chashivusel, oh, this is beautiful. The Chakira is, what's the Mechayev of Baramin and Mizonos? Is the Mechayev of Borei Minei Mizonos based on the fact that it satiates you? Or because it's Chashuv? The Min is Chashuv. Rabosai, Bnei Yeshua is going to argue there's Tzvei Dinim. There's two Halachas in Borei Minei Mizonos. Two possible reasons that something gets Borei Minei Mizonos. One is in the belly, and the other is in the stomach. Mamish, what we were zocher, the Havana and the Rabbeinu Yonah, I realize is Mamish the Bnei Yeshua. I didn't realize this yesterday. That's why I didn't put on the Maran Mekomas. It just dawned on me today. I changed the whole the structure of Shir because it's Bnei Yeshua. It's beautiful. I changed Mamish last minute. It was at the play. The Horaya is a play at the scrimmage that I didn't even tell. Usually I come up at 10:30 and I tell you the Maran Mekomas. I add something. I'm going to spend time in Maran Mekomas. I Mamish changes Mamish at the. When it just hit me like a ton of bricks, it's Bnei Yeshua. What's the Mechayev? The Mechayev is what? The Mechayev is Zan or Chashivus. Or Chashivus. So if it's Zan or Chashivus, now it's going to, the rest you could read on your own. It's beautiful now. I don't need it anymore, Bnei Yeshua. This now it's just poetry. You read it on your own. Once you understand this, the rest cuts like butter. Rabosai, now how does that explain the Tzrichasa? If it's possible, there are two things. One is Zan, and the other Chashivas. Finish off, Ben. Go ahead.
In terms of Zan, it's good enough B'nei to get a bracha chora, but it's not Chashiv like the Chamesh Minim.
Beautiful. Now, in the Havamina, we're going to borrow both Vamev and Yav in the Svar of the Rif and the Svar of the Rosh. Oriz and Dochen, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. It's not Choshuv. It's not one of the Minei Dogen. We throw that out. We throw it out out of Sof, Vamev and Yovan, not like the Rif. We throw it out entirely. And therefore, as Chashivus, it doesn't have Chashivus. Now, there are two halachas of Mizonos. One is in the Hava Amina of the Gemara. It's all in the Hava Amina. One is that when it satisfies, it gets a Mizonos. Now, can I ask you, if you have a soup with a little bit of pasta in it, what bracha does it make? What bracha do you make on the soup? Mizonos. Make a mizonos. Okay, we just said a controversial halacha. That's the halacha. Mizonos. Sorry, the details depends on what soup, depends on how much. But the core din, kol sheyesh bo mechamishas mine dagon, mizonos. Gives it all, it gets a mizonos. Now, Rabbi said, why are you making a mizonos on it? Is it mazen? Does it satisfy? No, the pasta wasn't there that was added. You would make a mizonos even if you didn't have an ounce of pasta. If the pasta gave off taste into the soup, then the soup gets a mizonos. What's that? The chashivus of mazon Eretz Yisrael. Eretz chito sa'ora. It's all about Eretz Yisrael. Even when you're in America, it's all about Eretz Yisrael. It's the chashivus of the minim of Eretz Yisrael. That's why you get a mizonos. Gets a mizonos. So it's chashivas. What happens if it's be'en, if a person eats a pot of pasta? There are two reasons you get mizonos. One is chashivas, and the other is because you were satiated. When it comes to Orez and Dochen, they have din number two and not din number one. They don't have chashivas, but they do have zan. So it depends whether it was in the Taruvos, the Ariz Adochen, or whether it was Be'en. If it was Be'en and you ate a shear, now you're Zan. So you're Mechayim of Mizonos from Din Beis. Mizonos at Zan. But if it was in a taruvus, so then in such a case, there it doesn't have chashivus, and once it doesn't have chashivus, so then you're not going to get bracha. Ah, the chameshes mine dogam do, because once it's there, it has chashivus, and once it has chashivus, then it gets a bracha. So that's the tzrichas of the Gemara. That's the tzrichas of the Gemara. The Gemara says, I would have had a hava mina, that the halacha is that when it comes to oros v'dochen, when it's and since it's satiates, it gets a bracha. But when it comes to the taruvus, since the mechayiv of taruvus is not the zan, is chashivus, oros v'dochen, we reject Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri entirely. Oros v'dochen has no chashivus. Oh, in kainim advarim, so then, when it comes to a taruvus, the halacha is that only chamesh aminu and chashivus get a mezonos, but not oros v'dochen. Kamash malon. The teretz of the Gemara is no. What's the Gemara doing in the Maskana? The Gemara is rejecting the whole idea of Zan. We reject it. It's only Chashivus which decides Birchas Mezonos. According to this approach, what will come out in the teretz of the Tzrichasa? Va'amevin Yavin. There's only a Va'amevin Yavin. The most important thing is to know this part of Tnei Yoshua. What will come out is that ultimately it's Chashivus. If it's chashivus, so then in such a case, the riff will be correct, and the rush will actually be wrong. Because what was the rush's svara? The rush's svara is, the only question is whether that tzrichas of maskana tzrichasa is consistent with the maskana of the Gemara Mamish, Vamei Bin Yavin. But at that stage of the Gemara, and notice I'm not asking a kash on the rush. Notice how I said it. At that stage of the Gemara, what comes out is, it's everything's dependent on chashivus. The fact that Oros V'dochen makes satisfies you is not enough. Why? Because the Mechayim of Bracha comes from the fact that it's from the Zan of Eretz Yisrael, Mine Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Mechayim, that's going to be the Mechayim of Bracha. So you see, what you guys thought was really wild, what everybody thought was the Pashas was like the Rush, according to the Pnei Yoshua, it comes out that that's Gufa, the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Hava Mina is legitimate. The Hava Mina is to say that both, and therefore it's V'dochen when it's Be'en. But Rabbozai, who thought of this? Who thought when they read the Gemara that there are manish two things that are going on in our Sugya? Who asked themselves, why by Taruvus yes, and this no? What's the significance of Taruvus? What's the significance of Be'en? No. What do? We read poetry. Well, the Gemara said that. Check. Next step in the Marim Mekomos. This is the Omek of the Shachlu L'Tarya. And you hit this Omek by just doing Gemara Rashi well. And saying over the Shachlu L'Tarya over and over again. Remembering the Gemara like Yoni and Abi did. That's the way you come to the Omek. Not by reading a lot of Rishonim. Okay, now let's go to Rishonim. Now that we've been Masbir. That's mamish in. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. It's a beautiful Ha'ara by the Pnei Yoshua. Now, this makes this week very geschmack, because we're not even... Not only did we show that this is the Pshat Rabbeinu Yonah, this is Emes Lamita Rabbeinu Yonah, and Pei Yoshua said it connected to explain a very, very hard Tzrichasa and Gemara, we're going to keep on using this. I always say from Rostorsky that every sugya has its own dynamic. Sometimes everything fits together, and sometimes you got to plod through problems of Pshat, and nothing fits together. It happens to be today... Everything fits together. Everything's connected to this unified theme of what is the Mechayev of Mezonos. You should know, I didn't realize this until I was sitting and learning the Shir together. I put down the Marim Mekomos and we were going to learn the Rishonim. And then it happens to be that it comes together beautifully with this. But every sugya has its own dynamic. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes there are Chakiris, sometimes there are no Chakiris, sometimes technical. Okay.
A crunch.
Yeah, a crunch. I'll crunch it in conceptual terms. And the crunch in conceptual terms is the following. What's the mechayiv of mezonos? Is the mechayiv of mezonos the min of chashivas, or is the mechayiv of mezonos the fact that it satiates? If we say that the mechayiv of mezonos is that it satiates, so then what will emerge is there's room to say that dochen always is going to get a bracha. If we say it's going to be the min, so Rabbeinu Yonah argues that's a higher level of min vis-a-vis mezonos, and that's the shita of the riff. So machlok is between the riff and the rosh is this chakira. come another again. The crunch being the Rif holds that it's dependent on the min. The Rush holds that it's dependent on the belly. It's dependent on whether it's masbia. Then we saw the next level. Pnei Yehoshua says in a halamina the Gemara plays both sides. And that is that Oriz V'dochen, when it's be'en, since it's going to be Mazmiya, it will get a Mazonos. When it comes to the Chameshis Aminim, so there, since it's Choshuv, whether it's be'en or it gives off time in the Taruvus, it's going to get a Mazonos. Why? Because it becomes the Ikar. So therefore, according to the Pnei Yehoshua, the Gemara in the Hav Aminim goes with both. Kamash Malon, the Gemara rejects it and says Oriz V'dochen will never, because we reject the side of Zan and the only side that we work with is Chashivus.
Yeah, in the Torah.
In everything, in Birchas Mizonos. The halach, the Mechayiv of Mizonos, the Mechayiv of Mizonos is only the fact that it comes from the one of the Min and not the fact that it satiates. What's that?
Of
Bore Minim Mizonos, the Mechayiv of Mizonos is only the type of Min.
According
to therefore, Oriz V'dochen. Yes. In the Kamash Malon of the Gemara. Now, how the Pnei Yeshua is going to use this Lahalacha, so I decided to leave that for you to do more. Okay, Rabosai, now let's take a look at the Rajba. We're going to make a good Lamda Shalaini Gemir Tzashem in the Rajba. And I want to first answer. Point out a sharp technical question that you all should have asked on the Rif that the Rajba asks, and give you the technical answer about everyone. Not everything is a Chakira, not all totally a Chakiras. And then get into the core bomb kasha that the Rajba asks. Who does the Rajba ask a bomb kasha on?
The
Rajba. Beautiful. Rabosa, when you see a kasha like this, you shouldn't go to sleep at night. Really? You can't leave yeshiva before you're not able to go to sleep. You know, Friedman, you say the Gemara, you know the story. You guys will be mad at me. You know the Rosalvichik once called on some good tapping on Nate. So Rosalvichik once called on some, the guys know the story. He once called on, he went through the list. And used to ask boys to read the Gemara, and Rosalvichik would destroy the boys. He was up to F, and the boy Friedman, who was scared to death, used to the rope call on him. So actually the reason he called on him, the story behind the story, is he had met the boy's father. And his father was some type of prominent person. His father said, "How's my son doing?" And the rope didn't know who he was. So the father didn't realize he got his son into real trouble. So the next day the rope came into shear, and didn't know who the boy was. He just came in. He remembered his father's last name. So he said, "Friedman, you say the Gemara." So Friedman, who was always hiding, he loved his hiding spot. It was a perfect spot. As Rabina would say, he could say that he was in Rosal Hitchik Shir. In this way, he was chashuv. So Friedman panicked because he thought his spot was perfect. And he said, "Screamed out, Friedman's not here." So the Rav said, "As you say the Gemara." So that's you saying Gross is not here. Okay. So let's take a look at the Rajba. Daf Lamed Zayin. Rabosai, I'm, as you know, I'm teasing Yaakov because I'm very fond of him. And I want him, Be'ezer Hashem, to become a Talmud Chacham, Be'ezer Hashem. Say amen. Now you don't have a choice. Tiyuk the Rav Shmuel, let's go. V'hoda esvina tiyuk the Rav Shmuel, adiyuk the Bilvan, the Daikinam, Bahid, Amrinam, Kol Shuhu, Chameshus Amin, the Mishnaminei, the Miyutei, Kol Shah Aminim, V'afilu Dochen, V'oris, with the Svin. Hagufa, the Milsa, Hilfa Sahib. The koshu me chameshes amin varch la mezonos. The chen koshu yechko me chameshes amin hilfa sahi ked amin tarbayu. The mevarch in love mezonos. The inu ikur. Vahainu the Rav Kanan domra bedaisa mein chavetz kider mine mezonos. So this is just a review that any time that chameshes amin it gets a mezonos. Rav Yosef, the Omar, no, we call it the Rav Kanan biyotcha, the Rav Shmuel, the amin tarbayu koshu yechko me chameshes amin varch la mezonos. V'haynu da signal the kamon gabri rihita afil the mechuzah varch la mizonos. Mid the Rav Shmuel the Amri called the Amru kol sheyesh bo chamisha saminim. V'ha the Rav Shmuel the kol sheyesh bo lo isos of klal. This the Rav Shmuel said that it's going to get a mizonos. That part was never rejected. Rabosai, what is the Rajba bothered by when he says, just to flesh out pshat, V'had the Rav Shmuel the Kol She'esh Bo Lo Isos of Klal. What's he bringing out in this line? V'had the Rav Shmuel the Kol She'esh Bo Lo Isos of Klal. What's he bringing out from there? Yes, Avram Yitzchak?
That they accepted that part of Rav Shmuel's statement.
In other words, what's the Rajba coming to show you not to make a mistake? He's trying to save you from making a mistake. What mistake is he?
They totally reject Rav and Shmuel because of the little deep thing. Rather, they just reject one aspect.
Right. The Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, by us, said to you, the Rav Shmuel, it seems like we reject Rav and Shmuel. So you can make a mistake and say that Rav and Shmuel are rejected, that we don't even accept that the Tam of Dagon gives you a Mizonos. He says that is not correct. V'hilkach kaimelon ba'orez, and therefore we pass what comes to orez, the mevarchen aleha mine mezonos, bein ba'afol v'asapas, bein bishol dekteru k'masisim da'akosis of the orez mevarch ha'doma, talking about ba'afol bishol afil prusis kayamas v'filim mevarchen aleha mezonos. V'yidiyuka de Rav and Shmuel de Koshu, but the diuk of Rav and Shmuel in regards to orez v'dochen, that isosid miyah v'itchin. The Isa Leidah the Rav Shmuel, but we hold to the other opinion of Rav Shmuel. The Amir Koshi Eshba Mechameshes V'minim Ha'oriz V'dochein De Turuves Lo. The Kach Kosev Rabbeinu Alfasi Bilchos Ba'alachos. And that's what Rav Alfasi says, that we say that when it comes to Orez, it does get a Mizonos against what Rav Shmuel had said in regards to Mizonos. Rabosai, I went through this pretty quickly, but this is a summary of the sugya. Does anybody have any question up until now? Yes, Amy.
Yeah, because they're basically saying that you didn't need Kol Shehu.
Right.
And the statement is not only unnecessary, it's redundant in the Gemara, right? Because you wouldn't have needed it in order to teach this diuk that Orez and Dochan.
He said that it's redundant.
He doesn't say it, but it's an implication that Kol Shehu is not needed at all in the Gemara. Right.
Oh, you're asking what's going to be
no,
with
the
Tzricha.
I understand.
Ba'amev and Yov and A.B. asked very well. A.B. asked, what's the Tzricha then according to the stage? Fair question, I don't want to touch it. Good question. Ba'amev and Yov, that's a good kasher. V'tama'ani, al-mashir isi v'perish ha'gon rabhai, sha'omar mishmei d'ra'amar rabhi yudagon, da'af al-gav, d'itosiv rav l'shmuel. The Avol Gav the Yitosef Rav Shmuel, Kaimelon Kavasei Mehod Rav Kan Rav Yosef Udurihita the Mechuzah V'chak Kosev Gam Bal Halachos Gedolos U'Pasak Ba'Oriz Lo Merachim Ela Mizonos Mehod Rav Shmuel U'Medukoy Rav Kan Rav Yosef Kavasei. He says that we pask in the Bahag says that we pask in this way as well as on Orez. Comes along the Rajba, and he quotes a fascinating Shita of the Bahag. That the Shita of the Bahag is that the halacha is that one does not make even a mezonos on Orez. The halacha is that when it comes to just a second. When it comes to Orez, the halacha is that one does not make a mezonos at all. What's the pshat? Why did he come to this conclusion? Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said it's to Yufta on Rav Shmuel. But nevertheless, even though we say to Yufta the Rav Shmuel, but in the end, who do we pass like? Do we pass like Rav Shmuel? The answer is yes, by Kol She'eshbo. So once we pass him when it comes to Rav Shmuel by Kol She'eshbo, and therefore the Tiyufta, the Rav Shmuel, we do not follow. So too, when it comes to Orez the Dochen, so then we're going to follow Rav and Shmuel's position. And what did the Gemara say Rav and Shmuel said? Kol She'eshbo comes to preclude Orez V'dochen. And therefore, when I have Orez, so then in such a case, the bracha by Orez is also going to be a Shehakol. In other words, once we reject Rav and Shmuel in regards to, once we reject the Tiyufta of Rav and Shmuel, so then we're rejecting everything of the Tiyufta. If we're rejecting the entire Tiyufta, then we go back to the original sheet of Rav and Shmuel. If we go back to the original sheet of Rav and Shmuel, what's the halacha going to be? So then when it comes to Aris V'dochen, the bracha is going to be Shahakov. So it's what we call in Hebrew, hafuch halafuch. Do we accept the Tiyufta of Rav and Shmuel, Rabbosai? Do we accept the halacha? No, we don't accept the Tiyufta of Rav and Shmuel. Because we don't reject Rav and Shmuel when it comes to Kol Sheyeshbo. Rav and Shmuel, who said that when he gives off time, you get him his onus. Do we accept that? The answer is yes. However, when it comes to the other thing, then we don't follow Rav and Shmuel. No! Argues the Bahad, once we reject this idea that Rav and Shmuel are wrong vis-a-vis Oriz and Dochen, Rav and Shmuel said that you don't get a mezonos on Oriz and Dochen, and we say that you do, so then how are you splitting the psak? How can you pass him like Rav and Shmuel on one versus Rav and Shmuel on the other? So since we say that the halacha is like Rav and Shmuel when it comes to Kol Sheyeshbo, so then we're going to say the halacha is like Rav and Shmuel vis-a-vis Oriz. And the bracha is going to be a shahakol. That's the Rajba's presentation of the Bahad. And then the Rajba asks, Vitzarichiyun, Delo Shaykh Yadadi, there's no connection between the two. Kida Amra. Now, Rabosa, I see I'm running out of time. I want you to really, really think about this kasha. I want you to think about the Rajba's kasha and think about the Sheet of the Bahad. I'll say over the Sheet of the Bahad again, and I'll translate the words of the Rajba. But tomorrow, we're going to have to start off with Shir tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, what we have is I want you to tell me exactly what's the omic of the Rajba's kasha. The Bahag is actually straightforward. Now let me explain the Bahag to you in the words of the Gemara. Pin it in the words again in the Gemara. The Gemara has the sheet that, let's do a summary of our whole sugya. You have to have the sugya clear. The Gemara has the opinion of Rav and Shmuel on four lines from the bottom, alamed, above on the base. The opinion of Rav and Shmuel is that Kol Sheyeshbo gets a mezonos. Just to emphasize, Rabosai, I have two announcements. So just stop me. Instead of halacha, I'll make the two announcements today. Okay? Just remind me. Stop me at 106. Okay? Just remind me. On the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base, we have the Shita Kol Sheyeshbo. Kol Sheyeshbo says that if you have in a taruvus a mezonos, it gets a mezonos. We have something else that emerges from Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say, Rabosa, you tell me, what do Rav and Shmuel say in Oriz Adochen? What do Rav and Shmuel say in Oriz Adochen? What? Rav and Shmuel say that it's a Shahakol. Rabosa says the Bahag, how do we pass the Lavach on rice? He says, against what you and I all thought. Says Shahakol. He says, once the Halacha says that we except Rav and Shmuel for Kol Sheyeshbo, then we're also going to accept Rav and Shmuel that you don't make a shakol on Oriz V'Dochen, that you don't make a mezonos on Oriz V'Dochen, you make a shakol. I, the Gemara, said not that way. I, the last line of the Gemara was Tiyufta, the Rav and Shmuel Tiyufta, that the halacha is that Oriz gets a mezonos. You're right, the Gemara said that. But the halacha doesn't view it that way, because we know from many other places Kol Sheyeshbo gets a mezonos. If we pass him like Rav and Shmuel, so we have to pass like Rav and Shmuel or is v'dochen. The words of the Rajba, which I want you just to explain, it's not too hard to figure out what the Rajba means. The Rajba says, I don't understand this. What are his words? V'tzarechiyun. Doha lo shaykh adodi kedam mar. They're two different things. Those are words of, what does he mean, the two different things? I know Oriz V'Dochen are two different things. What does he mean by that? Okay. In Mirza Hashem, I think we need to devote a 40-minute shiur onto this machlokas, but let's finish the rest of the Rajba, at least finish up the sugya of whether Dochen gets a mezonos or not. And that's what he goes on to. Now he comes back to Pas Dochen, which we discussed before. Ule'inyin Pas Dochen kasar riv, delo mevarchin ole ele shahakol. That the Rif said that Dochen only gets a shakol, bread millet will never get a mezonos. V'nirish apasa came. Why did the Rif say this? Bishum disnan eloi maisa kedera. Because when it describes maisa kedera, it says chalke tris v'tisni salas arzrid v'iludochen lo ketani. And this is the diuk. The Rajba's diuk is the same diuk that Noah made. The Bryce only talks about Orez as Maisek Deira. The Gemara and its Shaklavatari only talks about Orez. So Orez gets a Mizonos. But everything else that's not in the list does not. And the Gemara, which said Mizonos, was only talking about Orez, not Dochen. That will be next week's sugya that we'll start with. When it comes to chewing, it only mentions Orez, not Dochen. Abel Arayvi Kosav, so the opinion that we knew as the Rosh is the opinion of the Raivi. The Dolchin v'Ores Chod HaBrachi Yislu. That Ores don't get the same bracha. U'bevada dekula suyach ha'machra. And the Rajba also likes the Raivi and the Rosh. L'chura. U'bevraisa b'dehedya k'toni b'u'evil l'fon and pas Ores v'pas Dolchin. This we never discussed, that the Braisa says pas Ores pas Dolchin puts it together. Vani Tama. Now he asks one more question that all of you should have asked, even before we read the Rajba. Vani Tama Filu Nemar Shein Birchas Adochen Shavala Orez. Even if you're going to say that Birchas Adochen is not the same thing as Orez, the Birchas meaning is Onos, Mikol Makam Levarach Alel Bor Priyat Dama. But L'chol HaPachlis asks the Rajba, it should get on Dama.
At what stage?
Frag the Rajba, beautiful Kash. Now, Rabosai, I return to our beautiful Havana that we had up until now in the Sheet of the Rif. And the Rajba says, there's something I don't understand in our Rif. What's the Svara of the Rif? I think the Rajba's Kasha applies even if we have the beautiful save that Rabbeinu Yonah did of the Rif. And then, what's the Omega of the Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat? Rabbeinu Yonah says that when it comes to the Mechayiv of Mizonos, it's a type of Dagon. And we have echoes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that even though it's not a Lechem, clearly it's of a higher madrega than Dochen. And the proof of the pudding was that Rabbi Yochanan even said that Orez is Mamish Lechem. So even though it's not Lechem, we see it's higher than Dochen. And the fact that Dochen and Orez both equally satiate is not important because that's not the Mechayev of Mizonos. Oh, so therefore the halacha is that Orez gets a Mizonos because it's a higher level. And the nomenclature is of a higher nomenclature. It's not lechem, but it's a type of dogon. And if it's a type of dogon, so then that gets a mizonos and dochen gets a shahakol. That was the svara of Rabbeinu Yonah. Asks us the Rajba beautifully. We should have asked this kasha. I didn't ask this kasha. When I give mussar to you, you should know half of the time I'm also giving mussar to myself. Being mizaris myself in learning too. Sad. But then what's the next bracha down? What bracha should Dochen get? It's not going to get a Mizonah. So what bracha is it going to get? Adama. Frek the Rajba, why not an Adama? What a beautiful kasha. What a beautiful kasha. And once you understand the Omek, then fine. I understand the Lumdus of the Sheet of the Rif. But at the end of the day, when it comes to, you've only explained to me why it doesn't get a Mizonah. You haven't explained to me why it doesn't get Adama. Azoy Frek the Rajba. It's a beautiful kasha. So I want to share with you a simple teres of the Magen from no fancy cheshbon, just to know the Rajba's kasha and the beautiful teres of the Magen Avram. So the Magen Avram says like this: the Magen Avram in Simin Reish Ches, Sif Katan in Sif Ches. It's in Shulchan Aruch Sif Ches. It's Sif Katan Yud Beis in the Magen Avram. He asks this the kasha on the halacha: how we pass in Shulchan Aruch? How do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? In Sif Ches we pass in Al Pas Dochen. Or all other types of kinyan. So this exists today. Nowadays, more and more of this has become common. Here we get it. We have this funny word, the fenizho. Al pas dochen ufenizho, oshar shar mitni kinyan. All types nowadays, they're making breads out of all different types of legumes and so on. With nowadays, especially with enzymes, it's very, very easy, very relatively easy to do. So what's the bracha of such types of bread? Halacha lemaisa. Mavarach Shahakol. Make the Shahakol. Who are we passing like? The Rif. Pass like the Rif. Interesting, we don't pass like the Rush. It was such a beautiful svara. Yesterday, the Rush made all the sense of the world, and the Rif didn't make any sense. You have to be Matzil. There's a big mitzvah Hatzil. This is all the svaras that we said today become svaras la halacha. Now, mamish svaras la halacha. What's the answer to Rajba's kasha? But then she become Adama. Fine. All the lamdus is correct. And it's not masbiya and zon. But the, that's mechayiv mezayin. It's something about the min and the echoes are biyachon min huri da da da. But at the end of the day, it should get a bore pri adama. So just to answer this technical question, says Magen Avraham, v'im tomar, harei ishtani le'amal yusa. The Magen Avraham asks the Rajba's question, but even stronger la halacha. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about pas. What's of greater value? These things are expensive nowadays. You see, here in Israel, you should know we pay twice as much for whole wheat bread, almost twice as much for whole wheat bread than we do for white bread. So then, in such a case, asks the Magen Avraham, if you take these legumes and you turn it into bread, it's three times the amount with all the enzymes and whatever they use. It's getting better, and you knocked it down a bracha. He adds the shtani mil yusa. So here the Magen Avraham gives an answer to Rashba's kasha as well. It lost its status as a pri. You ground it up, you chopped it up. You're right, it's a shtani mel yusa, but you chopped it up and you made it into adama. If they would only grow these legumes for bread, then maybe the halacha would be different. Then there would be a new osafa in the sefer's osaf bracha. But right now, those legumes are also used for other things. Since these legumes are used for other things, so then the bracha is going to be a shakel. Presumably, that answers the Rajba's kasha, if we're talking about a case where it lost its Torah's pri. In other words, they grind down the dochen, and dochen is not going to get a mezonos. The reason it's not going to get a mezonos is because it's not dependent on Hasba'ah, like the Rosh had said. It's not dependent on whether you're masbiya through it or whether it's zan. Rather, it's the min. So the min never got into the min of hashivos, doesn't get a mezonos, and hadama you lose when you knock it down. So even though it was a shinu in the malyusa, but it's a shinu in the malyusa on something else. Ulachem of Archin Shakel. That's one teretz. Ve'efsher, and then the Magen Avraham gives another teretz. Ve'efsher loymer mipnei she'ein derech hachiloso v'kach. Or, it's not derech hachiloso. So that, the Magen Avraham is saying a big chiddush. If the Shulchan Aruch spoke about it, presumably the derech was also to eat it, unless Shulchan Aruch was discussing every type of case, which would mean, if you went with a second teretz of the Magen Avraham, if today it was so common to have bread made out of dochen, then the halacha would actually be a hadama. And then, the only answer to Rajba's kasha was that it's not the derech. What's mashma from our sugi? Like the first teretz, the second teretz of the Magen Avraham? The pashas is really like the first teretz. Because our sugi talks about dochen, pas dochen, as if it was something that's very common. It was the derech achila. So if I had to choose which teretz to go to with la halacha from our Gemara, I would choose the Magen Avraham's first teretz. And therefore, the only reason you get a shahakal on dochen is because Yatsumi Torah is pri. What emerges then is we spent most of the shir, if you want to not look at it in terms of the minei ubeya the sugya, but look at it as halachic topic, you know, fancy halacha topics. So then the fancy halacha topic today was why by dochen you make a shahakal and not a mezonos, which is the sheet of the riff and the lumdus that we were masbir there, and then the second, and why you don't get a adama is the svara of the Magen Avraham. Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we're going to have to be masbir the Rajba's rejection of the Bahag, and after being masbir the rejection of the Bahag, we have to save the Bahag because the Fura, the Kasha, is such a bomb Kasha, we have to save him. And what's really Geshmak is the Chakira from today and how mezonos works. Will be a beautiful yishuv. I'm giving you a hint on how to save, and will be a beautiful yishuv. Instead of halacha today, just a couple of announcements. First of all,